National Broadcasting Company, in cooperation with the United States Navy Recruiting Service, presents Now Hear This, dramatic stories based on the personal experiences of those gallant men and women who embody the great traditions of a great service, the United States Navy.
You ever walk down the street and overhear snatches of conversation? A woman passes by and says to a friend, Grace just happened to be in the same restaurant and saw John with his secretary, so naturally she walked over and said, Now listen, you. And then the signal changes. Or you stop to light a cigarette and hear a guy say, You think I'm going to let him push me around? You think just because he's the boss I didn't say? Then they walk into a bar. Well, last week I was getting a shine, and a couple of guys were just paying off the boy. As they drifted off, one of them said, You see, it was on June 6th that we hit Normandy, and 3 weeks later we took Cherbourg, and after that, then they walked off. Well, mister, let me tell you something. It wasn't that easy. I know a lot of guys who still wake up with the shakes, remembering that dark and dreary night on the southeastern coast of England. I know a lot of guys who can't look at attack transports without tightening up in the middle. Yep, I'm one of those guys.
Ah, oh, come on, Sid, take a guess.
What's the sense?
You afraid to take a guess or something?
All right, if it'll shut you up, I guess 1,000.
$8.
Hmm.
You hear what he said? 1,000.
Yeah, I heard him.
Bet there's 100,000, and they're still coming.
Mike, have you got any idea how black the sky would be if 100,000 planes were going across?
Must be 100,000. Not all at once, of course.
Look, haven't you two got anything better to do than stand around and play guessing games?
We put in for a Liberty, but it was turned down.
You think it's another false alarm, Boats? Maybe we won't sail.
Now, how should I know?
What a lousy night.
The soldiers down there are as jumpy as cats.
Do you blame them?
No, I don't blame them. I wouldn't want to be hitting that beach.
We got halfway across the channel last night and then got called back. Somebody snafu'd something, but good.
Yeah, we're locked up now. This time it's for all the chips.
Well, not quite. Here comes Joe up the ladder.
He's carrying a lunchbox. Looks like a big lunch.
He must be a VIP.
No VIP. It'd be nuts enough to ride this bucket. We're going too close.
You can say that again.
I'd rather not.
Hi, sailors.
Hi.
You recognize the uniform, Mike?
I thought they only wore trench coats in a movie.
All right, stow it, you two.
Looks like I just made it.
You mean you had a choice?
I'm with NBC.
They on our side?
Come to think of it, he does look a little like a spy.
Spies are dames. On second thought, maybe we could trade him in on a dame.
They're giving you the needle, mister.
I know. But believe me, Boats, I've gotten it from some of the best. These two rover boys have a lot to learn.
My name's Scott.
I'm George Hicks, National Broadcasting Company.
You mean we're going to be on a radio?
A quiz program. Maybe I'll win myself the jackpot.
For the first question, now, no coaching, please. Who is buried in Grant's tomb?
Well, that's kind of tough for the first question.
Take a guess.
Yeah. Grant?
Friend, you are a lucky man. For that deep thinking, you get the Grand Canyon, 20-year supply of perfume, a date with Betty Grable.
Oh, wait, stop right there. Where do I meet him?
All right, knock it off.
Oh, please, Boats, we can't deprive this man of his chance at the jackpot. Now, friend, what did you say your name was?
Sid Klein.
Correct. And for that, you received the state of Nebraska, the Gulf of Mexico, and a free trip to the beautiful beach in Normandy.
I don't think that was very funny.
How soon do you think it'll be before we shove off, Boats?
Well, take a look over the side, mister. That's England, 20 feet off the stern. She's moving farther away every minute.
Seems a long way away.
Yeah.
The GIs are awfully quiet.
Well, there isn't much to talk about. They know where they're going.
Hey, Hicks, on the level, how come you're going along?
Yeah, he's got a point.
Well, about 10 of us radio guys picked lots for this assignment.
I get it.
What?
They drew straws. And he lost.
was a dark night. It was a windy night. It was a miserable night. The channel was kicking up. Everything that could float was on the move. The guys? Well, we had a bunch of green kids and as many battle scarred vets. We all looked back at England. And then across that stretch of water. Mac, believe me, that little stretch of water is something to remember.
This is George Hicks of the National Broadcasting Company, bringing you a tape recording of D-Day. I am on an attack transport loaded to the gunwales with GIs. Overhead, the planes of the Allied forces are screaming across the channel. All around, the ships are gathering. In a few moments, I'm going to talk to a few of the GIs who are going in with the first wave. But right now, I'd like to tell you a little about the scene. The sea and sky are black, not only in color, but also...
Maybe they'll take us back again, huh, Tony?
This time, we're going all the way.
You don't have to sound so cheerful about it.
If I sounded cheerful, I'm lying.
But it's going to be tough.
That's right.
I'm sweating.
It's too cold to sweat.
I'm sweating anyway.
You're scared.
Yeah, that's right. I'm scared. You scared?
Nope.
Why not?
Because I'm just not. Here's a light, will you?
I thought the smoking lamp was out.
Look, Porky, planes, ships, thousands of them. You think the Nazis are going to wake up just because I light one stinking cigarette?
I guess not.
But I've smoked two packs.
That's because you're scared.
It's because I like cigarettes.
Got a light, soldier?
Give him a light, Porky.
Do you have to call me that?
Shut up.
My name's Hicks. I'm with NBC.
So?
He's jumpy because he's scared.
You say that once more and I'm going to kick your teeth out.
He thinks a guy is yellow because he says he's scared. Even at Anzio, I couldn't make him say he was scared.
What's your name, soldier?
Porky. I mean Jerry Beckett.
You said Porky.
My name's Hicks.
You said that. You must be scared, too.
That's right.
I was talking to a couple of sailors. They said we're heading for Normandy, a couple of beaches. We put American names on them. What are they called?
You're talking too fast. How can a guy understand you?
Omaha and Utah.
Well, how come they didn't name them after real beaches? Like Coney and Miami. That all right? How come, mister?
I don't know.
I would have.
Give me the light, Porky.
I don't even smoke and I gotta carry his matches.
Where are you from, Tony?
New York.
I'm from New York, too. Only I didn't know Tony in New York. We met at Fort Dix.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
You know many of the men you're going in with?
Look, why don't you find somebody else to pester?
Oh, we know them all. You ever been to Normandy, mister? I mean, before the war?
This is my first trip to Europe.
Hey, stick with us, Mac. We're regular world travelers.
Yeah, we've already seen Africa and Italy. How different can France be?
Well, that's a good question. But we had to do a little waiting before we got the answer. So some guys matched pennies. Some practiced talking French. Important expressions like, how about a date, babe? And some guys just closed their eyes and slept standing up. While other guys talked, just to have something to do.
He's talking to himself. Look at that, boss. The reporter's talking to himself. And we just started.
Just concentrate on what you're doing.
Ladies and gentlemen, this massing of ships is unbelievable. Roughly, there are about 2,500. To give you a slight idea, put them stem to stern, you could walk up the Hudson River from New York to Albany. Big, hulking cruisers and battleships come rushing out of the night and head toward the French coast. The rest of the convoy is struggling to maintain a uniform speed. The minesweepers and underwater demolition teams have gone in to clear the path.
Now, this isn't the first time, boats.
Just don't let it be the last time.
Don't you trust us or something?
Just don't do any daydreaming.
Fat chance. These landing craft are like surf boats with handles.
Channel's cutting up.
Those small boats are going to bounce. You think maybe the soldiers would get seasick?
How should I know?
One of them called me a taxi driver. I didn't get sore.
But good for you.
I don't feel like a taxi driver.
This weather could foul things up, boats.
Yeah, it could.
Hey, Hicks. How about putting me on the radio? My folks would get a bang out of hearing my voice.
Go and listen to him, mister.
Okay, Mike. Just talk in here.
I can't think of anything to say.
Well, just tell the people at home what you feel at this minute.
Huh?
History's being made, Mike.
Tell us what you feel inside.
Okay, now break it up. We'll be lowering the boats in about 5 minutes.
That soon?
Sorry, mister. We got work to do. Check everything. Understand everything.
You think there's going to be any protection on that beach?
Sure. Barbed wire.
Thanks.
And plenty of holes to duck into. Holes we don't even have to dig. You step down easy-like, then put another foot down and... boom. A hole.
Boy, your sense of humor is great. Just great. I don't know why I even bother to talk to you.
Stop asking stupid questions. You won't have any trouble.
I won't have any trouble if I stop talking to you. Guy could get the jitters talking to you.
You got the jitters?
I already told you.
Match me.
But you're smoking now. Why don't you give up cigarettes?
Hey, here's where we get some real info. Hey, Boats.
Yeah, what can I do for you, Corporal?
What can he do for me? You hear that? What can he do for me? I'll tell you what you can do for me. You can drop me off at 42nd Street and Broadway.
I'll speak to the Admiral.
What, you mean you ain't an Admiral?
Well, somehow they overlooked that little item.
You sure are getting some real information.
Gee, everybody on our side seems to be a comic.
Like I said, Tony, what did you find out?
I like to give those Navy guys a needle.
Yeah, but you were going to find out something, remember?
What could he tell us?
If you weren't such a wise guy, maybe we could have gotten a picture. Some kind of an idea what's really going on.
You talk like a recruit.
Those chiefs know a lot. More than sergeants, I'll bet.
So how much do sergeants know?
You got a point. Your cigarette's out.
What, do you think I'm stupid? I know it's out.
Here's a match.
Thanks.
Tony.
What now? Boy, you're going to drive me nuts.
Well, don't you feel it? The ship is slowing down.
I feel it.
We should have checked with that chief. But no, you had to start with a needle. But he thought you were a first-class jerk.
Who cares?
Hey, I wonder.
What's on your mind now, Einstein?
Hey, maybe they changed their minds again.
Take a look at those sailors. Look like they changed their minds?
Yeah, those P-boats look awful dinky.
Same kind we hit Anzio in.
Hey, here comes that reporter guy.
He's from the radio.
Same difference.
He has too many questions.
Mind if I park myself here?
Oh, make yourself at home.
We're busy, mister.
I understand.
Check me over again, will you, Porgy?
Hey, you look like a man from Mars.
Never mind the comedy, check.
You got everything. Rifle, ammo, grenades.
You fellas get your mail yet?
At your idea of a joke?
As I was coming down the ladder, I saw the sergeant passing out mail.
Hey, Tony, it's on a level. Hey, Sarge, anything for us?
Catch.
Thanks. Here's two letters for you, Tony.
There's one from Mom, one from Gio.
Aren't you going to open them?
I'll open them later.
Well, I'll see you around.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, reporter.
Yeah?
I got mail, too. 5 letters.
So?
So, maybe I'll be riding back with you.
Oh, I know you've blown your top.
I never thought it could happen to me. I thought I'd figured all the angles.
Come on, come on. Get to it.
Greetings from the President of the United States.
What?
It's through, Tony. I've been drafted.
A few miles off the French coast when it got quiet. Even the channel seemed to be waiting for something. Guys turned around and looked at each other. You wanted to ask a question, but you didn't know what to ask. And then it started. And then you knew what you'd been waiting for. You could hear the big guns of the Navy start to rip the coast apart. Even from miles out, we could see the dull glow of the explosions. Everybody listened. It seemed to take the edge off the order we'd waited so many months to hear.
Now hear this. Lower all boats.
Okay, we're all set. Lower away.
Hey, easy on that. You want to dump us or something?
He says us something once more, I'll kill him. I mean it.
Lower away.
Okay, okay. Keep it moving. You going to keep us hanging up here or something?
Shut up.
What's wrong with you? What do I do now?
Nothing. Just pay attention to what you're doing.
Now, Army personnel over the side.
Get them in fast.
Come on, G.I.s. Get down at the bark net.
Faster. Come on, faster. We haven't got all day.
What, are you in a hurry, sailor?
Yeah.
You think they were giving away prizes or something?
You say you're something once more and I'll kick all your teeth in.
That's it. Give it to them, soldier.
You stay out of this, wise guy.
Looks like I'm riding in with you, Boats.
Suit yourself.
All aboard, Boats.
Let's move, Mike.
Right.
Hey, Tony, they made a mistake. A big mistake.
What, are you gassing about that draft notice again? Because if you are...
No kidding. There's just no sense in my going along.
It's a little late, soldier.
I still think somebody made a mistake.
Okay, let's have it.
They're sending me to France. And you know something?
No, Mr. Bones, I don't know something.
I don't even speak French.
I got news for you, Porky.
Well, I thought it was funny.
It ain't French you got to worry about. It's German.
Most Americans know that the soldiers, sailors, Marines, and airmen who wear the uniform of the United States donate their own blood freely to help maintain an adequate blood bank. You see, they more than anyone else recognize how vital whole blood and plasma are to the maintenance of life when a man lies sick or wounded. They contribute because they recognize it to be a military necessity of which they themselves may one day be in need. Now, not all of us have the opportunity to serve in uniform, but each of us has the chance to become a blood buddy to an American serviceman. By donating our blood now, we can assure him that there will be an adequate supply to meet the conditions of any foreseeable emergency when he may be in need. At the present time, our supplies of blood plasma are gravely depleted, and each of us must take it upon himself to assure the fact that the blood bank for our armed forces is maintained at a safe level at all times. So do your part for the men who protect our freedom and the American way of life. Your Navy urges you to call your local Red Cross chapter today and ask where and when you may make your donation of blood to the armed forces of the United States.
It's all marked down in neat little books on clean white paper. A few little black letters. D-Day was June 6th. H-Hour was 0600. Well, brother, it wasn't that easy, not by a long shot. We lowered those P-boats and started to ride in small circles. We rode round and round, listening to our own heartbeats outpound the big guns of the Navy. This was Normandy. This was the German-held coast we were going into. We rode around and around in small circles, waiting for the signal to move into the beach. It was like a merry-go-round. Only these pink horses were going to shoot off for a beach that was loaded for bear.
Why don't they do something? Why don't we make a move?
It's like waiting for the electric chair.
That's a pretty picture.
Well, it is.
You know what I heard? You want to know?
No.
I heard that we were expendable. That the first wave was expendable. Boats, men, everything.
Is that right, Mr. Hicks?
No.
That's what I heard.
You believe everything you hear?
You wait and see.
I can hardly wait.
Didn't say it was going to be easy, just big.
You knock these small boats over with a spitball.
We're going to run right up to the beach. Wonder who thought up that beautiful piece of strategy. Right up to the beach.
That's right. No matter what they throw at us, we're going to deliver these guys right to the beach. Understand that?
Yes, sir.
And don't call me sir.
Hey, sailor. How long are we going to ride around the circle?
Till we get the signal to move in.
Three guys are seasick. I don't feel so good myself.
8 hours isn't until 0600. Plenty of time.
I wouldn't care if they call it off.
We still got a long ride, huh? How far, Chief?
Oh, 8.5, 9 miles. We'll get there.
Hey, mister. You going to carry that tape recorder right onto the beach?
No. I'm supposed to return with the boat.
You're going to miss all the fun. Why don't you come along? Me and Tony will take care of you.
You're talking fast again.
Sorry. Let's go back with the guys.
It is packed in like sardines. Just like sardines.
They got a lot of guts, those guys. You got to give those Army Joes a lot of credit.
Boats.
And?
Lefty is starting toward the beach.
Yeah, so I see. Follow him.
Okay.
Steady up on the control vessel.
Okay. How's this heading?
Little to the right.
The small boats are starting to make their move. Like a million worker ants, they begin to plod forward. Soldiers stand shoulder to shoulder, getting courage from their brothers in arms. These small boats, even LCTs look immense next to them. LCVPs, LCIs, all of them crawling forward to a destiny. Listen, you can hear our own Navy guns batter the fortress of France. Listen close, and you can hear the answering call of the German artillery. Normandy is alive with death.
Hey, Sid. You want to hear something funny?
Yeah, I can use a laugh.
Get this boat in line, Mike.
Aye, aye.
Well, what's funny?
Maybe I could sell it to a magazine or something.
Oh, again or something.
Hicks?
What can I do for you, Mike?
He's got a joke.
I'm going to spend the day at the beach.
Yeah, and you didn't bring your bathing suit.
You think that was a funny thing to do?
Oh, I'm sorry, Mike.
You a wise guy or something?
Well, I said I was sorry. What do you want me to do, kill myself?
Next time I think of a joke, I'll...
All right, stop arguing. You hear me? Stop it. Cut it.
How far are we from the beach, boss?
Not close enough to see it. Still 7 miles.
7 miles?
Yeah. And maybe I've lost my sense of humor, but what we're heading for ain't funny. No, it wasn't funny. War is a pretty serious business if you happen to be on the fighting end of it. Normandy was a pretty serious invasion, and we all knew it. Each guy was ready, in his own special way. Was anybody scared? Everybody, in his own special way. But the thing that hit me hardest, the thing I'll always remember, is that nobody looked back. Everybody was pointed toward the beach.
Tony. Tony, you listening to me?
Huh? What do you want?
Were you sleeping? Honestly sleeping?
No.
I'm tired. I keep yawning.
It's tension. I read it in the book.
I ain't tense, look.
Just because you're shaking don't mean you ain't tense.
Don't ride me, Tony. Not now.
I'm sorry.
Hey, look at that reporter guy. Imagine asking to come on a boat like this. Boy, what some guys will do to make a buck.
That ain't why he's doing it.
I thought you didn't like him.
I don't.
We're getting close, Tony.
He could make more money in the States. Some guys just have to do something. Something inside drives them to it. I read that in a book, too.
You can almost see the beach.
Maybe it won't be so bad after all, huh?
I can't help it if I'm scared. Well, I'm not as scared as I was. Like at Anzio. Once I started to move, I was all right, wasn't I, Tony?
Yeah, sure, Jerry. You as well.
Oh, hey, thanks, Tony. Thanks.
Hey, sailor. What's it look like?
You can see as much as we can.
Too many tall guys up front.
Well, we can see the outline of the beach. The big guns are still firing.
We can hear them.
Sam, there's explosions in the harbor.
Underwater demolition teams are working. We'll be hitting the beach before you know it.
Yeah, I'll know it.
It's beginning to look like a 4th of July. There are a million different colors. There was talk of a rainbow, but we didn't see it on this boat. We're now close enough to hear the chatter of machine guns. The storm that we all feared has disappeared. All the ships are in line. All the men are ready for this assault on Hitler's fort.
You read your letters, Tony?
Yeah.
I read mine, too.
I'll read them again.
I already read them twice. I can't remember anything.
Me neither.
What'd your mother say?
Same thing she always says.
Yeah, mine too. Hey, why do they say those things, Tony? Do they think we don't know what we're doing? Is that what they think?
They're mothers.
I suppose so.
Hey, Hicks. Come here a second, will you?
It's a little tough to get through the pack.
I want you to know I'm not sore at you, honest. I ain't sore at anybody.
Me neither.
I know.
You know what my name is?
You never told me.
Anthony Gifredo. I live on Mulberry Street. Remember that, huh?
Sure.
Write it down.
He'll remember. It's his business to remember.
I'll write it down anyway.
You better get back with the sailors. You're liable to get killed in a rush.
Take care of yourself, kid.
Funny. That's what my mom keeps saying.
We were only making about 8 knots, but we seemed to be jumping onto that beach. It was light enough to see. And what we saw wasn't pretty. The Germans had knocked off a couple of boats, and our big guns were biting hunks out of the beach. Then our explosions stopped bouncing off the beach and began to creep up the hills. The Germans kept firing, but they seemed a little jittery. Not that I can exactly blame them. Because when a Navy broadside begins creeping up your front yard, brother, you better make sure your insurance is all paid up.
Hear this. We're about 1,000 yards from the beach. When we hit that sand, you guys get moved.
We won't keep you.
The destruction is beyond belief. We can see the flashes as the German artillery fires at us.
What do you think, Tony?
What do I think about what?
I was just talking.
Keep talking. It's good for you.
Keep this boat moving, Mike. We've got to hit that beach on time.
We will, boats. We will.
Boats. You can walk on the shells they're throwing at us.
We're only 500 yards from the beach. There are only a few planes in the sky. Most of the big guns are quiet.
Watch that LCT.
I see it.
You don't have to get so close.
Porky.
Yeah?
Remember what you did before we hit Anvil?
Yeah.
Do it now, huh?
Sure. Shmai Yisrael Adonai Elohim.
200 yards.
The first of the boats have hit the beach. The men are falling like flies. Some get up and run again.
100 yards. Give me the gun, Mike.
Okay.
You now, Tony. You now.
Yeah, sure. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come.
Sodom and Gomorrah. The anger of Vesuvius. Nothing in the history of man.
All right, on your toes, soldiers.
I haven't forgotten you saved my life at Anzio, Porky. I haven't forgotten.
Hold on, Tony. We're going to come out okay. You hear? Okay.
All right, let's put up. Okay, Mike, let's get another load.
Look at it, folks. Look.
Keep us moving, Mike.
Let me know what you see. Send to me now.
I can't explain it, Mike.
Hard speed, Mike.
This is Oscar's tank.
Some of our guys are digging in, Mike. They're digging in.
But how many will have to be dug in?
I haven't got the words to describe the scene, but somebody else said something once that I think could bear repeating now.
Guys are landing in boatloads, Mike. Thousands of them.
Left full rudder.
Left full rudder.
We're going to hold on.
Steady on that M boat ahead.
Aye, aye.
But in a larger sense, we cannot dedicate. We cannot consecrate. We cannot hallow this ground. The brave men, living and dead, who struggled here, have consecrated it far above our poor power to add or to detract. The world will little note nor long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
June 6, 1944. The beach at Normandy was made secure. It was made secure at a cost which is beyond human understanding. Secure at a cost which can never be repaid. They came in unfaltering waves. Came to stay. So that they could make this world we live in a world without fear. Remember what they died for. Remember the youth that was given so that we who have the chance for the peace and quiet of an old age can build a world based on the brotherhood of man.
National Broadcasting Company, in cooperation with the United States Navy Recruiting Service, has brought you another in the series of dramatic incidents based on the facts and files of the United States Navy. In today's story, your narrator was Larry Haynes, and the cast included Michael O'Day, William Quinn, Bobby Reddick, Frank Maxwell, and the part of the reporter George Hicks was played by himself. The program was written and directed by David Harmon and produced by Chick Vincent and Cy Levine, Jack Costello speaking. Tune in again next week at this same time when the National Broadcasting Company will once again present...
Now, hear this!
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.